Wonderful. Being 501, I'm calling to order the Equal Opportunities Commission Executive Committee of April 28th, 2025, to order. Can we do a roll call, please?
Yes. We have Binford,
Present.
Esparza,
Present.
Kleba,
Present.
Wright,
Present.
all right, and Raimi.
Present.
All right.
Wonderful.
And
Looks like we
Rainey
got
Moore is
quorum.
at coming in right now as well.
Fantastic.
All right.
I think you're up, Angela.
All right, just one moment. Here it is. Welcome to our virtual meeting. We are going to cover a few basic items before beginning. Just one moment. Start my video. All right. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. To members and city staff, members, if you are able, please activate your video for purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns after your name. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants will be unmuted briefly. Staff, click raise hand when you are asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name in registration. You will remain unmuted until called upon. Staff will let you know when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you use your video, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours. And you're on mute, Brian.
There we go.
I mean,
Sorry about
yeah, I
that.
did say Brian.
That's okay. We've already done roll call.
Yes.
So here we go. In a virtual meeting like this, it's particularly important that we carefully follow Robert's Rules of Order. Therefore, please do not speak until you have raised your hand and been recognized by the chair. The chair will ask for a motion and a second for each agenda item, unless it is noticed for discussion only. Any member wishing to join the debate or move an amendment will also have to raise their hand and be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have some other matter to bring to the attention of the chair, such as point of order or request for information, please use the raise hand function. Next up is public comment. I don't believe we have any.
No.
So then we move to approval of the minutes. May I please have a motion, Melanie? Is that to approve the minutes?
Yes,
That's.
so moved.
Thank you so much. Moved by Melanie. Do I have a second? Second by Bob. Unless there's any objections, I'd like to record that as being approved unanimously. Next up, if you could scroll down a little bit.
Chair, point of order.
Yes, go ahead, Bob.
Disclosures and recusals.
That's next.
Yep.
Oh,
that's.
Am I?
That's okay. Yep, okay. That's next up on our agenda. So at this time, are there any disclosures or recusals? I am not seeing any. That moves us to tonight's agenda items. So first up is new business items, which includes discussion items. Agenda item number two, the EOC work plan, discrimination in the workplace community listening sessions. Araceli and Dina, do you want to lead us in this?
Dina?
Yeah, you go ahead, Araceli. You can continue.
Okay. So we met most recently within the last like 2 weeks, and we've set a planning meeting for the next one. And I think we all, there were several emails that had been exchanged because I think just clarifying whether or not we can get or receive food donations has been kind of an issue that I had to respond to in the interim. And so I have responded to Byron and the other guy, Pellegrino is her last name, to the lawyer who helps us with a lot of these type of administrative, just to make sure everything is, I guess, done within code. The flyer is still being edited, and we'll have that out soon for June 11th now at 6 p.m. at the Downtown Madison Public Library. It's like my point is to have it done by Friday and then give it over to the city. And so certainly we need to push some more on the social media as well. We did have some discussion on whether or not it's still, could we continue to have it downtown or not, given that, it's June, a lot of people leave, students are gone and so forth. I still feel like it would be wise to do it in our downtown setting, and we could even have possibly like a hybrid option, given that it's at the Madison Public Library, for more audience. We definitely all agreed that we want to have the next one possibly at the UW Partnerships, and that again is a contingent on time and so forth. I guess my time got really limited last week in order to get all that done, because I has still had to respond to, like I said, to Pellegrino regarding whether or not we can even have food there. So I think once we set precedence on those type of things, it's going to, I feel, make the whole year go smoother. But we still have that out there. And we do have a meeting planned in the books as well coming up. So.
Great.
Yeah, I believe
Thank
I
you,
said
Sue.
That, and then we'll have our next planning meeting on May 6th. So all of you are invited, and we've also in that just wanted to, sorry, Byron, Brian, Brian and Byron are coming. So I'm excited about that part, and also we met up with Travesky Eli. He is from Downtown Madison Inc., and he's also involved in several other, just a lot of different circles, and so I feel like that's also a win for us. I do feel that if I don't get kind of like the flyer done by May 6th, like we're really on the clock at this point, right? Like May 6th for surely, I'll return the flyer to Angela with all the edits that Dina has made with us, and then just like we got to push forward. It's kind of like, do we do this or not at this point? We do have an updated, an updated worksheet that has had all of the meeting minutes and kind of, oh, I should note that, oh God, I forget her name right this second, not Linda, but not Linda Ketchum, Wallace was there as well at our meeting, and she was kind of expressing as well, like, hey, or so, you know, I really like this idea. I want it more on the west side, though. I feel like there's not a lot of people in the downtown, and what, and so that's been kind of like a little bit of that struggle. Like, is it because of timing or the population? Like, who's our audience? And when I think about workplace discrimination, all entry-level professionals and so forth, a lot of people hide this, right? They hide workplace discrimination. And even just having it, though, I think at the downtown library, we, given all the cuts going on, you know, stories like this are going to come out. And sometimes we just need to have space to have to talk about them. Maybe people decide never to file. But we want to hold that space that acknowledges that there are laws about this and that we can be preventive. I do suspect if we did do it downtown, we'll have more people like service providers who, like Just Dane, for instance, who are already doing this type of work in the community regarding workers' rights. And I have been in contact with the workers' rights union. I think once we have this flyer, we'll have a lot of people that we can ask and call upon to come and support this. And Eli made other suggestions about emailing the union folks that he is involved with and at the downtown area. So all of those suggestions, again, just one fuels my passion for this work, because just us even having like, hey, do we have a downtown? Do we have this all? Regardless, we need to have it, right? So that's the passion that I strive for in these sessions and this engagement that we can have both within our committees and with the public. So. Thank you. Oh, go
Thank
ahead,
you,
Dina.
Araceli. Dina, you're up.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I probably neglected to mention in my email to you, Araceli, but I am totally available to, I won't hate to say redo, but to edit the flyer with, if everyone's okay with those suggestions that I made. I do think that it would be beneficial to have all of this done before our May 6 meeting, because even then you're only looking at, you know, roughly a month to get this information out to the community, and that's where kind of time is a ticking.
Oh,
You know.
absolutely. I want to get this done by Friday. And like, I'll text you. Are you in town again? Or are you still traveling? Oh, okay, cool. I will text and
Okay.
yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, okay. And we're still, I know you're pretty set on having it downtown, which is fine. My only complaint was the parking and wondering if that's going to limit the folks that will be there. But I'm totally on board with having it there. I just think that we need to really get the word out as soon as possible. So yeah, just text me, and if you need help, I'm open to doing the flyer. I do flyers all the time, and so I can I'm willing to
Over
assist.
here,
I know
right
you're
here,
pretty
we'll
busy.
just talk to
And
me.
I'm sure I
I
could
don't
get a
know.
flyer done by Friday if that's the
Really
goal.
was. AOL desktop, go
Great.
title bar.
Thank you.
Okay.
Melanie, I see your hands
I
up.
just, yeah, I just have a question. Where is it going to be
AOL
held?
desktop, go title
At
bar.
the
At the
public, yes,
central.
public library, the central library
AOL scan.
downtown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we're looking at Wednesday, June 11th, beginning at 6 o'clock.
We notice you have escaped.
Yeah, that's a good place here. Yeah.
And after six, the parking will be
No, lower.
free.
Raise your hand.
After 6 parking will be
AOL
free, but
desktop go.
I mean, I'm here to hear from everybody. You know, if you all are like, you know what, June, everybody's gone, like, let's just move on to doing the next one for the South Side. 'Cause I also, like, I'm two heads about it myself too as well. So I'm here putting it out to the rest of us. And especially like folks like Melanie, Bob, and Angela, who are always around downtown. Do you feel like that there's going to be people that would come? Is there a population there that could benefit from this awareness?
Dina, I see your hand still up. Did you have a follow-up or?
I did not. I will lower it.
Okay. Well, it looks like we can still plug along. I don't want to jump in and answer that last question because I think in our conversation, we talked about the pros and cons of the Central. And I personally think we should go for it. And I think Dina hit it on the head, and you said it too, Araceli, that getting the word out, and we're going to be doing a few of these. So I think that's wonderful myself. Does anyone else have any thoughts about that? I'm not seeing any hands.
Bob.
Oh, Bob, go ahead, please. Bob, you're muted.
I want to thank Araceli and Dina for all the effort that they put into this. I'm really looking forward to attending the session on the 11th. 11th of June, mind you. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments before we move on? I'm not seeing any hands. So that brings us to agenda item number three, the non-discrimination clause. Bob, is that you leading us in this conversation?
It is indeed me. So I got a meeting with Norm Davis and ostensibly Jasmine Banks, who's the chair of the Affirmative Action Commission. However, Jasmine was not able to attend. Norm was he brought up the issue that we have different approaches to asserting protection or requiring protection for our protected classes in different parts of the NGO and different parts of what we do for responding to federal surveys, for example, that the police have to fill out. And Norm asked me why I wanted to pursue this because he needs to, if we're going to change this, if we're going to force respecting all the protected classes and all of our legal documents, he would have to go to the mayor and say why we need to do this. And I didn't answer his question. What I said is, why do we have protected classes that aren't being respected by the NGO? And why should we bother to have these protected classes if they're meaningless? And no one really answered that question. And we ended the meeting because Norm had another meeting to go to, and Jasmine Banks wasn't there. So I guess what I need to do is request that we meet again to follow up. And there is some resistance at the staff level to my bringing this up. So that's my report. And Melanie,
Bob,
you had.
I wanted to add that Melanie and I were also present. And the takeaway from me is I think you captured it very accurately, but we have two new alders that are joining. And I think once these alders are on board, that we come back and bring it up with them, and that the alders can certainly. I thought your argument was compelling. I certainly would appreciate if we continued this conversation. Melanie, did you have something you wanted to add?
No, I agree with both of you. I mean, I had the same sort of reaction to Bob's bringing it up. It's so, if we don't have them, why are they? I mean, if we have them, why are they not in every kind of a document we have people agree to? So it's kind of a puzzling situation, actually. But it would take an alder, as I've understood it, if we wanted to change it, that would be something an alder would have to bring to the city council, whenever that time would come. And so probably well, you're right, Bob, we'll have to meet again and also see what the new alders might their ideas might be.
Thank you. Byron, I see your hand is up. Please go ahead.
I will in like to encourage you to have a conversation about this with Ford, and then that might help how you may want to proceed anywhere further.
Thank you. That sounds like a great plan. Araceli, I see your hand, and then we'll go back to Bob.
Yeah. So explain to me who needs to accept this? The NGO? Who's what NGO?
That's the what we call our ordinances.
Oh, instead of.
Medicine General Ordinance.
Okay. And so you're saying to have that on every document? I don't understand. What is it that you're arguing for again?
There was Bob, go ahead. You can explain it better
Chair,
than me.
if I can, if I can interject. Thank you, Chair. So Araceli, what I ran into, I signed a lease with the city last fall. I live in a weird property that where the land is owned by the city, but I own the building. So I signed a lease. It's awkward, but there's standard contract language in that lease that I was that I read thoroughly. And I noticed that one of the clauses was involved non-discrimination of medicines protected classes, and there were two missing protected classes in that clause. And I raised that issue with the real estate office, and they said, "No, this is MGO. We have to have the clause as it is written." And I'm like, "Well, wait a minute. We're not respecting all the protected clauses in our required lease and
-4 is
contract
left.
language."
Which are the two that are missing?
You had to ask me that. I
Of
think
course.
I think it's not gender identity. It's the two last ones. Byron, help me out here. The two most recent ones, I think one is housing and one
Oh,
is source of income.
the, yeah, or it was under the source of income. It's the receipt of rental assistance.
Okay.
A receipt of income, I believe, is the other one. And then the was the other one the building code complainant?
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. So you could say that we don't need to include that, but on the other hand, well, why do we have it as a protected class? So,
Exactly. Yeah, that part. And it's
but
just to update a couple contracts that they do standardize. I don't understand why they're making a big huff about it. That's a, if we don't protect ourselves there, it could be bite you in the butt later, I guess. I don't know. It
well,
seems like
maybe.
it's an admin administrate it's a very small administrative thing that needs to get outdated.
Yeah, and I think we'll take Byron's suggestion and meet with Ford as we continue before the next
Yeah.
steps, if that sounds okay.
It's
So this is a
because I think
discussion
that will
item.
help me figure out, also understand and answer, like, okay, yeah, this is right to do or not. I guess I'm missing the impact of it, like how people have been missing out now. But I'm also, when I first heard you say all this, I'll be honest, what I heard was that a document, like on all city announcements, we have to say all protected classes. And I almost kind of like that. I was like, wow, is that going to be on stationery paper? Like, I didn't understand the context. So this is interesting. My imagination went somewhere else with it, but hearing out what you're talking about, I mean, I still feel like it's relevant. And especially if those are things that are pertinent for those type of contracts, then yeah, I think it's re wise to find out like the legal historical context and like, I don't know if Ford is wise. But then also, I mean, maybe that's something else to think about is really having something where we talk about all the protected classes like a flyer of some sort. But thank you.
So Bob, does that sound acceptable that we'll set up a meeting with Ford?
Yeah,
and that
sure.
might guide us in the next steps.
Yeah, and thank you. Yeah, I've been remiss in getting in touch with Ford, because he is the contact, I think, for this kind of situation.
Great. All right. Thank you so much. I'd like to move us along to, let's see, future topics, the Reverend Wright Award timeline. And I don't know if folks took another look at that timeline. I did before I jumped on. Oh, you got it. You're pulling it up. Thank you, Angela. So folks might recall that we extended the deadline to April 30th. So that's coming up. And then you can read the rest of it. We don't have to go through it step by step for tonight's purposes, but I encourage folks to take a look at that. But just please know that there's still time to flood your networks. Dina, please go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, how many nominations do we have thus far? Does anyone?
We have
Angela, do you
two,
know?
Two for this year and four carryover from last year. Six.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely. I mean, do we need to talk about re-extending it again? I hope not, right? I mean, is six okay? Is that enough?
No, no, we don't have to talk about that.
No? Okay, we don't talk about that.
Okay, is there any other questions on this? Otherwise, I'd like to move us along. I'm not, oh, Byron, please go ahead.
So what is the, I think six is enough to try to find and make a selection. What is the, your all thought and plan on doing that? Because we extended it, you know, I still would like to try to honor the schedule, getting a selection sooner than later if possible. So I'm just kind of curious what y'all's thought process is on that.
It would be on the June 2nd meeting agenda. We will have all of the nomination. I'll send them out ahead of time as well for everybody to review. And then it would be brought to the June 12th EEOC meeting for a final vote.
Okay, so
that was the plan. Mm-hmm.
Final vote. So
it's June 12th.
Okay, so that means then we can get it to council at the maybe by July.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's actually within the timeline we did it last year. Actually, we're just about ready, because it was my birthday when Pastor Allen got his award, July 16th.
Oh, yeah, no, it's good. All right.
Great. Is there any other comments or questions on this? I'm not seeing any. Angela, can you bring us back to the agenda,
yes,
please?
Yes.
Thank you.
And went too far. It is just two
there
more things.
Okay. So it looks like here the EOC ordinance update continued, and that's where we would want to bring Ford back into that conversation. So I don't know if there's anything we need to do with that tonight. I don't think so. Does anyone have any comments on that agenda item? I'm scrolling. Not seeing any hands. So that brings us to the next item, which is, I guess, basically a reminder that the next appeals committee will be May 8th at 4 o'clock. And those are before our larger EOC meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
The folks that are on that body, please make sure you got that on your calendars. Okay.
Yeah. So now is the draft for the next meeting.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say I appreciate you sending that out ahead of time, Angela. that was That's great to be able to take a look at that. So I think what we have to do is we'll take a look at this, and I would like to vote if we approve this. Did folks have a chance to take a look at it? Is there anything anybody wants to add or subtract or modify? If not, I'd love to entertain a vote to approve this.
Chair,
Yes, go ahead.
so I'd like to put the non-discrimination clause. Let's see. So this is the meeting is May. Well, I guess yeah, we can do an update then because I will have talked to Ford by then.
Yeah, it's
Okay.
item number five.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking at item number five. So I just thought maybe we if we needed to get more people involved, but I will have an update as far as what Ford can relate to us.
Okay, fantastic.
And we can add the
And if
date of the June 11 to the number six, discrimination in the workplace.
yes, indeed.
that sounds great. Araceli and then Byron.
Yes, I wanted to add a thing that, given that we have two new elders, I just think we should just maybe, I know we only do our in-person meeting like once a year, but these two elders are coming in. Things are going back the way things used to be previous to the pandemic. I think we're kind of needing to move into meeting them in person. These elders, in particular, one of them, I just, there's been, I just think that they need to meet us in person, for there to be a little bit more like skin in the game. We were blessed with the last two. Like, literally, we were blessed. Like, those guys were like so, like, they were engaged. And they were engaged in the way that was like, about equal opportunities. And these two folks, I don't know. I'd rather have them meet us in person just to like really break down any kind of, I don't know, prejudgment. Oh, that's the best word I can say. I'm proponent of like, hey, you know what? We don't need to get along, but to work, we should see each other, especially if we don't already play well, given our politics or what have you. And with that, I just would like to maybe entertain the idea of making the next EOC meeting in person, just to like kind of onboard them, and maybe have a hybrided option for those of us who are disabled and can't make it, but
I
maybe moving
appreciate.
this to a hybrid.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me go to Byron and then back to Bob. Byron?
Hey, can you hear me okay, Bill?
Yep, I hear you
Okay, good.
fine.
All right, good. So I gotta sign off here in a minute, but what I want to do is I would like to throw out the option of doing a celebration of service for 10 years of service for Corinda and Zach, and have some kind of maybe a cake or something, and just kind of celebrate them, because there really isn't anything that the city actually does that I found out for folks that served 10 years and offered themselves in service to the community. I tried to find out if there was something, and apparently it's something we would have to do, I guess, on our own. So I would like to throw that out there and start something in our commission, so that anyone that serves, and we've had so many people in the past since I've been here that have put in 10 years of service to the community. And I just feel like we ought to do something to honor these people who have done that.
And both of them, go ahead, Melanie, I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to say, a part of the problem now, of course, is that we don't meet in person. If we met in person, we could have cake and Lord knows what. But virtual cake doesn't taste too good. But I think certainly some sort of recognition. I agree with you, Byron. But this part of it is just the way we meet, I think.
Well, let's put it on the future agenda item. It feels like now, between now and the next meeting, that's not going to be possible. And I guess I just want to caution us that we have opportunities to meet in person. And as long as it's publicly noticed properly, we can certainly do that. So I think it's a fantastic idea. 10 years is a long time. So maybe we can put it on our future agenda item, and then we can figure out a time where we can do that.
Okay.
Bob, you had, Angela, do I see your hand? Go ahead.
Yeah, I couldn't find the option to use it. They both have extended their term for 90 days, Zach and Corinda. So it would have ended in April. So do we want to do it at the end of that 90 days, or do we want this to be included with the next May 8 meeting?
It feels to me May 8th is a little fast to pull this off, right, as far as getting together. And this is just me personally speaking. I'm willing to meet in person for something like this, but I don't want to personally go back to meeting in person. That's just how I feel. And we can talk about that as a larger committee. We can put that as an agenda item.
Yeah. Another welcome to the alders at that time, the new alders. At the same time, we're doing the cake and celebration for the 10 years for Corinda and Zach.
Yeah, I personally would like to keep them separate. As a former alder, I have to tell you, you know, I served on 11 committees, and the ownership of sometimes meeting in person gets to be a little tough. But Bob, go ahead, your hand is up.
Oh, I just wanted to bring up scheduling issues. And at what point do we have to define whether we're meeting in virtually or in person? Is it the meeting before? Or do we, so if we want to meet in, we can't do that in May because we've already defined at our previous meeting that we're meeting virtually. So if we want to meet in person in June, then we would have to have that as an agenda item for the May meeting, right?
For the EOC exec, right? Is that what you're saying? And then we could put it on the... So does that sound like kind of a plan that we'll put this to the larger group at our next meeting? And I certainly would want to gauge interest. And it sounds to me that, you know, folks that would love to honor that 10 years of service, they'll be willing to do it. But I know in the past, we've kind of done some things like this outside of the meetings as well, too. So that's something to consider. So I'm looking, I'm not, Bob, did you have another comment? I see your hands
I'm
up.
I am not good at the lowering hands.
Oh, that's okay.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. So it looks like that's going to be on a future or on for a future item on this agenda. Does that make sense, Angela?
Yes. It's just that you all can decide which date, June or July, it would be on the agenda still. Like it would be on the May 8th agenda, and then the next meeting is June 12th, and they're probably being done around July.
Okay.
For the 90-day extension from their term was up in April.
Okay.
This month. So they said they both agreed to do 90 more days.
Great. Melanie, please go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to comment. We have often had our planning meeting in July, you know, where we meet at that place. And I was wondering if we could you combine it with that, you know, since we're going to we get in person, meet in person for that, if we could have that maybe at the beginning of it, and then they wouldn't have to stay one more time if they didn't want to. But, you know, since we do meet then, and it's usually been in July, if that might be a solution.
That could be a solution. And I want to say again that we don't have to necessarily do the celebration during a planned meeting. Something like this, if a majority of the commissioners want to get together, we can find another night where it's not noticed to the public, as long as we're not talking city business. If we're just celebrating their service, it doesn't have to happen on a night that we have our meeting, but we could. But as long as we put it forward, I'd love to hear the larger committee's thoughts around that too.
Sounds good. The main thing is always getting the date, you know. Everybody can come on, but aside and apart from that, it's a good idea.
I know a commissioner with a beautiful bed and breakfast by the lake that would be really a wonderful venue.
we're reopening June 1st.
So, okay.
Yeah, the new and improved.
All right.
With a lakeside deck.
Nice. So it looks like we got the agenda for the next meeting down with the addition of bringing something about the celebration. So that brings us to adjournment. It's a beautiful night. I know you all want to get out there. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjournment.
Moved by Melanie. Do I have a second?
All second.
Second by Bob. If I'm not seeing any opposition, we'll record that as unanimous and have a beautiful night, everybody.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you, Chair.